Today's scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 to 17.
今天我们的圣经是取自哥林多前书三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting from verse 9 to 17.
哥林多前书三章第九节至到十七节。
Starting from verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. According to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building upon it. But let each man be careful how he builds upon it. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is already laid, which is Jesus Christ. For if any man builds upon the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evident. For the day will show it, because it is to be revealed by fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If any man's work which he has built remains, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work is burnt up, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as through fire. Do you not know that you are a temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are.
第九至十七节，因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是各人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。此外，没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木和街在这根基上建造，各人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验各人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐；人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
Today, for a second time, we want to study in detail this important passage.
今日是我们第二次想这一段这么重要的圣经。
From our last talk, we learned believers are God's temple, God's building project. That we see in verse 9.Teachers, pastors are God's fellow workers. We are builders.
从上一次咧，我哋学到信徒咧就系神嘅殿，就系神嘅建造工程。咁第九节就可以睇到教师啊、牧师啊，全部咧都系神嘅童工。
And verse 11 says, "The foundation has already been laid. The only one foundation is Jesus Christ."
十一节嗰度亦都讲。根基咧，或者地基咧，已经打好咗啦。唯一嗰个根基就系耶稣基督。
And then in verse 10, pastors and teachers must be careful how we build up the church of God.
第十节咧就话，教师同埋牧师建立神嘅教会，必须要谨慎小心。
And then in verse 12 to 15, the judgment day will test the quality of each believer like fire.
十二节至到十五节咧。审判当日要验证每一个信徒的素质，就好像经过火一样。
On that judgment day, some Christians will be burnt up, will not be able to pass the test. Others will survive.
在审判当日，有一些基督徒会被烧毁的，因为他们不能够过到那个试验，其他人就会存留。
And then we come to verse 17. disturbing words in verse 17.
跟住我哋嚟到第十七节啦。第十七节嘅说话令到我哋不安。
If any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him.
如果有人毁坏神嘅殿，神必要毁坏那人。
What disturbing words? Why such disturbing words?
点解要讲啲咁令人不安嘅说话呢？
Who in his right mind would destroy God's temple? Whom does the writer have in mind?
有边一个正常嘅人咧会去毁坏神嘅殿呢？究竟作者去写圣经嘅时候，佢谂紧边一个呢？
Why is the apostle Paul so concerned that he wrote these words?
点解使徒保罗佢系咁关心呢件事，以至咧佢要咁样写出嚟呢？
The reason is after receiving baptism, believers are not growing.That is enough reason for Paul to have written these words.
原因就是有一些信徒他受了洗之后没有长大，只是这个原因已经足够令到保罗要这样写。
Well, let's examine the context with care. Chapter 3, verse 1.
不如我们一起去小心地去看一下上文下理，第三章的第一节。
And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual men, but as to men of flesh, babies in Christ.
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。
Let's read verse 3. For you are still fleshly. For since there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly?And are you not walking like mere men?
第三节，你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？
So after receiving baptism, believers of that particular church are not growing.
某一些信徒，他们洗了礼之后并没有成长。
But notice the way the writer describes such Christians. They are not spiritual. They are babies in Christ. They are people of the flesh. They behave and they think like ordinary people.
但请留意作者点样去描写呢一类嘅基督徒。佢哋不属灵，喺基督里系婴孩，佢哋系属肉体嘅人，嘅行事为人呢就像世俗人一样。
What strange descriptions!What do all these mean?
呢一连串嘅描写咧系好奇怪，呢几句嘅说话系咩意思
？This means the believers' attitude and their mentality are still no different from people in the world.
就系讲到佢哋嘅态度啊、思想啊，同世人并冇分别。
If you and I are patient enough to examine the wider context.You will find those Christians should be like Jesus Christ, the foundation stone, but they are not.
如果你有咁样嘅耐性嘅话咧，你应该去睇下阔啲嘅上文下理，你就会知道呢一啲嘅基督徒其实应该系像基督噶啦，就系嗰个根基。但系咧，佢哋并不像基督。
What makes the writer make such comment about the Christians in that church?
咁系啲乜嘢啊？令到作者系会咁样写当时哥林多教会嘅信徒呢
Well, let's read on from verse 4 to verse 7.
我哋继续睇埋四至七节就知道。
To save time, I'll ask Olive to read in Chinese.
四至七节，有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属阿波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？阿波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事。照主所赐给他们各人的，引导你们相信。我栽种了，阿波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。
Paul is addressing some mentality, some attitude of the believers in the church. The way they look at teachers in the church is wrong.
保罗喺度咧，其实系指出教会里边嘅信徒嘅一啲思想态度。佢哋点样睇教会里边嘅牧师啊、教师咧？嗰种思想系错嘅。
This problem Paul begins to talk about already in chapter 1. Let's turn to chapter 1, verses 11 to 12.
呢一个问题啊，保罗其实老早喺第一章已经讲到啦。 请翻去一章嘅十一节。
Verses 11 and 12。
十一至到十二节。
Again, I ask Olive to read。
因为甲来是家里的人，曾对我提起弟兄们来，说你们中间有纷争。我的意思就是你们各人说，我是属保罗的，我是属阿波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。
So quarrels, wrong thinking in the church.
教会里边有纷争。
Although briefly in the opening of this letter, Paul did say something positive and encouraging.
虽然喺第一章一开始咧，保罗的确系有讲一啲比较鼓励嘅说话。
In verse 7 to 9, he says something encouraging.
然之后咧，七至九节咧，佢讲咗一啲令人鼓励嘅说话。
Now let me read it to you in English to save time.
为了节省时间，我就是用英文读。
Chapter 1, verse 7 to 9.
第一章七至九节。
You are not lacking in any gift, waiting eagerly the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you to the end, blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So here,God is faithful, and the Lord Jesus Christ is also faithful. The Lord Jesus will make them strong right to the end.
呢度咧，作者就讲到神系信实嘅，主耶稣基督都系信实忠心嘅。主耶稣系会从头至尾都会帮助佢哋坚强。
Having assured them, God and Jesus Christ can be counted upon. He immediately talked to them about the problem. Yes, you've received baptism, but look.You're not growing. You're not changing.
保罗向佢哋保证神同埋主耶稣咧系可靠之后咧，跟住落嚟就马上咧去指出佢哋嘅问题啦。系啊，你接受咗洗礼，睇下你冇成长，你冇改变到。
The way you think, you behave is not like Jesus Christ, the foundation stone.
你嘅思想行为一啲都唔似主耶稣呢一个地基。
Your attitude and mentality is just like the people of the world.
你嘅思想行为同世俗人冇两样。
The writer now describes the problem as Christians going contrary to the way of the cross. Let's turn to chapter 1, verse 18.For the word of the cross is to those who are perishing foolishness, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. He is explaining to us what is meant by Jesus Christ being the only foundation stone of God's temple.
信徒啊，佢哋行嘅路咧，系同十字架嘅道理相反。我哋而家翻去第一章嘅十八节，因为十字架嘅道理，在那灭亡嘅人为愚拙。在我们得救的人却为神的大能。这里呢，保罗就讲为什么耶稣是神的殿的唯一一个根基。
Starting from verse 18 of chapter 1 to the end of chapter 2, it talks about the message of the cross.
从一章的十八节开始，一直到第二章的结尾，都是讲到这个十字架的道路。
Well, let's now read chapter 2, verses 1 to 5.
我们一起看看二章的一至五节。
Verse 1. And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. Verse 2. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom.But in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith should not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
So is it the character of the foundation stone is that Jesus Christ was weak and he was crucified. To go against that foundation stone is to go against the way of the cross.
所以这个地基就是主耶稣，他的特点就是软弱、惧怕、战惊。他跟这个道路走相反的，也就是等于跟十字架的道路走相反。
And now let's read what follows the text. Chapter 3, verse 21 to chapter 4, verse 1.
現在我們回到這段聖經的後文，第三章的21節，第21節一直至到第四章的第一節。
Chapter 3, verse 21. So then, let no one boast in men, for all things belong to you, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come.All things belong to you, and you belong to Christ, as Christ belongs to God.
所以无论谁都不可拿人夸口，因为万有全是你们的，或保罗，或阿波罗，或基法，或世界，或生，或死，或现今的事，或将来的事，全是你们的，并且你们是属基督的。基督又是属神的。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
四章一节。
Let a man regard us in this following manner, as servants of Christ, stewards of the mysteries of God.
四章一节。人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。
Here it describes teachers and pastors as God's servants who explains to people God's mysteries in Christ.
这里就讲到教师牧师就是神的中心的管家，他们是负责将神的奥秘事解释出来。
And what is the content of this mystery? Well, it is described to us in verse 22 and 23.
那这个奥秘事是什么呢？在22、23节又解释给我们听。
When believers lose everything he has for God, he has nothing left.And yet, in God, he now possesses everything.
当一个信徒啊，佢系准备好为神嘅缘故去舍弃一切嘅时候，当佢舍弃咗一切之后，佢就乜嘢都冇。但系呢，佢喺神里边竟然样样都有。
He places his whole life in God's hands, trusting God day by day, living day by day by God's power.
佢系将佢自己嘅一生交咗喺神嘅手中，每日都去信任神。靠着神的恩典能力呢，一日一日这样去生活。
This is precisely what Jesus did, choosing to lose everything he had in life. He chose to become nothing, so that God could give him everything.
主耶稣正正呢就是这样做，将自己的一切舍弃，他选择变成什么都没有，就好让神可以给他所有东西。
That is the mystery of God's plan in Jesus Christ.
这个就是神在耶稣里面的一个奥秘的计划。
And in verse 2 of chapter 4 we read, verse 2, In this case, it is required of stewards that one be found trustworthy.
在这个情况下，神就要找一个可靠忠心的管家。
And then in chapter 4 verse 6, the writer returns to dealing with the church problem.
咁嚟到四章嘅六節嘅時候咧，保羅又講翻教會裏邊嘅問題啦。
Let me read to you from verse 6 all the way to verse 8.
讓我從第六節就讀到第八節。
To save time, I'll read in English.
為咗節省時間，我就係用英文讀。
First 6 to 8.
六至八節。
Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively applied to myself and Apollos for your sakes, so that in us.You might learn not to exceed what is written, in order that no one of you might become arrogant in behalf of one against the other. For who regards you as superior? And what do you have that you did not receive? But if you did receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? Oh, you are already filled. You have already become rich.You have become kings without us, and I would indeed that you have become kings, so that we also might reign with you. The Apostle Paul is being sarcastic in his criticism of the Christians.
保罗在写信的时候呢，他就有点讽刺。
And now let us read on, starting from verse 9 to verse 13.
现在我们从第九节读到第十三节。
I'll ask Olive to read in Chinese to save time.
为了节省时间，我就用中文读九至十三节。我想神把我们使徒明明列在末后，好像定死罪的囚犯，因为我们成了一台戏，给世人和天使观看。我们为基督的缘故，算是愚拙的。你们在基督里倒是聪明的，我们软弱，你们倒强壮。你们有荣耀，我们倒被藐视。直到如今，我们还是又饥又渴，又赤身露体，又挨打，又没有一定的住处，并且劳苦，亲手作工，被人咒骂，我们就祝福；被人逼迫，我们就忍受；被人毁谤，我们就善劝。直到如今，人还把我们看作世界上的污秽，万物中的渣滓。
So here the writer explains how he himself followed hard after the way of Jesus Christ.
这里呢，作者解释他自己本人啊，是怎样很努力跟从十字架的道路。
Now having surveyed carefully the context, the reason for Paul's anxiety now becomes clear.
我们读过上文下理之后，保罗的忧虑呢，就很明显了。
After baptism, believers are not changed, are not growing properly. Rather, believers are going down the wrong way.
因为洗礼之后，有些信徒没有改变，并没有正常的成长。相反，这些信徒是走紧错的路。
They look down upon the way of the cross. They prefer the thinking, the values of the world.
他们看小十字架的道路。他们宁愿去回世界那种的价值观。
And that, for Paul, is enough to cause them to fail the final test.
只是这一点已经足够保罗向他们说，到审判那天你是过不了关的。
Such believers will not pass the final test.
这些信徒是不会过到最后那关的。
Well, 1 Corinthians is a long letter. Let us see how the writer concludes this letter.
哥林多前书是一封很长的信，我们即管来看看作者是怎样结束这一封信。
First Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 50.
哥林多前书的15章50节。
Chapter 15 and verse 50.
15章50节。
Now I say this, brethren, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.Nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable.
弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必扭坏的不能承受不扭坏的。
Only one type of people will be able to pass the test. Only one type of believers can enter the kingdom of God.
只有一种人是可以通过试验。只有一种的信徒才可以进入天国。
That is those who have been changed by God's power. Those who have followed hard after the way of Jesus Christ.
就是那些被神的大能去改变了的人。就是那些很努力的去跟从着十字架道路。
Those who choose another way will not pass, even though they may have been baptized.
选择另一条路那些，他们过不到最后的关。Even, 即使他们洗了礼都好。
So we ask again, what is meant by Jesus Christ being the only foundation?
所以我们要问的就是，耶稣是唯一的根基是什么意思呢？
What did Jesus Christ teach concerning eternal life anyways? To ask this question is to ask, what is our right foundation?
换句话来说，就是问耶稣教导什么叫做永生的时候，他讲了什么呢？
To find the answer, we turn to the Gospels.
要找答案的话，我们要回去福音书。
Let's turn to Gospel of Mark, chapter 8.
马可福音第八章。
Gospel of Mark, chapter 8. Let me start from verse 33.
马可福音第八章，我们从33节开始看起。 33-35节。
But turning around and seeing his disciples, Jesus rebuked Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on God's interest, but man's. 34. And he summoned the multitude with his disciples and said to them, If any person wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. 35. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and for the gospel's sake will save it.
耶稣转过来看着门徒，就责备彼得说：撒旦，退我后边去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。34节，于是叫众人和门徒来对他们说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。35节，因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
Only when people put into practice the words of Jesus will they be saved.
唯有当一个人真正去实行耶稣的教训，他才会得救。
To try to save our own lives will die and lose it.
如果尝试去保存自己的生命的，最终你是会失去生命的。
God's mystery lies in the fact that only when we lose our lives for the gospel's sake,God will help us to gain it.
神的福音的奥秘呢，就是唯有当我们为神为福音去舍弃今生的时候呢，才会得救。
To have eternal life, our old life must finish first. Only then a new life, God's life can begin.
要得到永生的话，我们必须要和我们旧的生命拜拜。只有这样一个新的生命，神的生命才会开始。
Our old life and God's life are totally incompatible. No compromise between the two is possible.
我们这个旧的生命和神的生命是完全水火不容的，不能妥协。
No one will ever enter the kingdom of God unless God made him new person. And this is the only way to pass the final test.
除非神将他变成一个新造的人，否则没有一个人能够进入天国。这个也是唯一一个方法去过最后那一关。
Everything in our world which has life will become old and die. The old life stands under the curse of death and corruption.
今生里面一切有生命的东西都会老，都会死。旧的生命是受到死亡的咒诅。
But GodReverses this process of death by bringing life out of death. God did this when He raised Jesus from the dead by His mighty power.
但是神扭转这个过程，祂是能够从死里面带出生命。神已经做了的了，当祂叫耶稣从死里复活的时候。
Those of us who live under the bondage of death can now receive God's life.Through uniting ourselves with Jesus Christ, God can make us new persons.
那些活在死亡束缚底下的人呢，现在是得到神的生命。藉着呢，我们和基督联合的时候，神就能够叫我们成为一个新造的人。
When this happens, we become building material of God's temple.
当这样发生的时候，我们就成为神建造祂的殿宇的建筑材料。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14 and verse 33.
请我们翻去路加福音十四章三十三节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verse 33.
路加福音十四章三十三节。
So therefore, no one of you can become my disciple who does not give up all his own possessions.
这样，你们无论什么人若不撇下一切所有的，就不能作我的门徒。
Unless we give up everything we have, God's new life cannot begin.
除非我们舍弃一切，否则神的生命是不会开始的。
This then is the foundation stone of God's temple.
那这个就是神的殿的地基。
And the Apostle Paul asked all pastors and teachers to build upon that foundation carefully.
使徒保罗咧就呼吁所有嘅牧师啊、教师咧，要去好谨慎嘅、小心嘅，去喺呢个地基之上建筑。
Well, the Apostle Paul understands the words of Jesus correctly, and trusting everything in God's hands, he put these words of Jesus into practice himself.
使徒保罗佢系非常正确嘅明白咗耶稣嘅说话，佢将自己咧交咗俾神。并且咧，佢自己实行咗呢啲说话。
Let's turn to another letter that Paul wrote。
我哋一齐翻去保罗写嘅另一卷书。
Philippians chapter 2:12-16。
腓立比书嘅二章十二至十六节。
Philippians chapter 2:12。
腓立比书二章十二至十六节。
I'll ask Olive to read in Chinese to save time.
腓立比书二章十二至十六节。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的。就当恐惧战惊，作成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事。都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。十四节，凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无伪。在这弯曲拨谬的世代，作神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。叫我在基督的日子，好夸我没有空跑，没有徒劳。
Paul says, "Be careful how you live."
保罗喺度叮嘱我哋，我哋要小心行事。
I don't want to find on a judgment day that I have labored as a teacher of the Bible all in vain.
我唔希望咧喺审判当日咧，我发觉我劳苦建立咗嘅嘢咧，全部都系徒然。
Because if you won't pass the test, I will suffer loss. I have offered my whole life for the gospel for nothing.
因为啊，如果你过唔到嗰关嘅时候，我系有损失。我为福音嘅缘故，奉献咗我一生，但系徒劳。
But now let's look verse 13.
大家睇下第十三节。
God is at work in you. God, the Heavenly Father, is working on His building project. He is building His own temple.
神在你们心里运行，神啊，我哋嘅天父呢，系喺佢嘅建筑嘅工程上做紧嘢，佢系建紧自己嘅殿。
He is choosing people for baptism and building them up。
系佢亲自去选人去受洗，去又建立佢哋。
But now let's look verse 12。
但现在我哋要留意第十二节。
Christians must work out their own part in fear and trembling。
信徒必须去做他们自己那份，他们要恐惧战惊这样做成得救的功夫。
So we see two parts, God's part and the Christian's part.
所以我们看到两部分的，一部分就是神的部分，另外就是信徒的部分。
Let's now turn to chapter 3 of Philippians.
现在我们回去腓立比书的第三章。
And we'll see from Paul's own words how he put Jesus' words in practice.
现在我们看看保罗怎样亲自去实行耶稣的教训的。
Starting from verse 8.
三章八节开始。
More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish in order that I may gain Christ.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的。因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Let me skip now to verse 10, that I may know Jesus, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
第十节，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Not that I have already obtained it, or have already become perfect, But I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
13. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
14. 弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面照我来得的奖赏。
So you see, Paul heard Jesus' words, he understood them, and he put them into practice.
你看到了，保罗他听了耶稣的教训，他明白了耶稣的教训，并且实行出来。
Now to finish reading this important passage, let us go on to 17 to 18.
咁我哋继续睇第十七节、十八节。
Disturbing words.
呢度呢啲说话令人不安。
Let me start from verse 18 to save time.
为咗节省时间，我哋从第十八节读起。
For many walk of whom I often told you, and now I tell you even weeping.That they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things.
因为有许多人行事，是基督十字架的仇敌。我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪地告诉你们，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹。他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。
What is the writer talking about here? What kind of people does he have in mind here?
他是想着什么人呢？
Who are these enemies of the cross of Christ? And why does Paul say that the end of such people is destruction?
基督十字架的仇敌是哪一个呢？保罗又为什么说这些人的结局是灭亡呢？
Paul is explaining to us what is meant by he who destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him.
保罗在这里讲解的就是之前他说过一句，哪一个毁坏神的殿，神都会毁坏他。
He's referring to teachers who teach contrary to Jesus Christ.
这些教师所传的和基督所传的是相反。
Teachers of a false message.
就是教一些假的教导的人。
The writing of the Apostle Paul and the words of Jesus we have read are very different from the current situation of the churches today. Our church included must measure ourselves by the standard that is Jesus Christ.
保罗所写的和耶稣所写的和现今的教会是非常的不一样。我们的教会都要以耶稣的标准来量度自己。
Have you been to any evangelistic meeting of the Christian Church?
大家从来有没有参加过报道会啊？
I have a very good friend, a Christian friend.
我有一个很好的朋友，是一个基督徒朋友。
One day, she invited her father, a non-Christian, to attend a Christian rally.
有一次呢，他就邀请自己的爸爸呢，去参加一个报道会。
A very famous preacher from the USA came to Hong Kong to preach the gospel.
有一个很出名的报道家是从美国来到香港报道。
After about an hour of preaching the gospel,
讲道讲到一个钟头之后，
the preacher asked people to make a decision.
报道员呢，呼吁大家决志。
Those who want to make a decision for God could stand up.
那些想信神的人呢，站起身啦。
Walk down the stairs to the front of the podium.
然之后行到嚟台前。
And there, the preacher will lay their hands on them each one and pray over them.
咁之后呢，嗰啲布道家咧就会按手喺佢哋身上咧嚟到为佢哋祈祷。
Because they have made a decision for Christ, the preacher will pronounce they are now saved.
因为咧佢已经决定咗信神，传道人咧就会宣布啊呢个人咧就得救啦。
They have secured a place of eternal life in the kingdom of God.
咁喺个天国里边咧，佢哋已经系得到一个位啦。
Because the moment they make that decision, God make them become the children of God.
因为佢哋做呢个决定嗰一刻，神咧就会已经令到佢哋成为咗神嘅儿女。
Now, Christian churches do this because of a belief.This belief is commonly known as "once saved, always saved."
基督教教会咁样做，因为佢哋系有一个信念，呢一个信念咧叫做一次得救，永远得救。
Many Christian churches believe once a person made a initial decision for Christ, eternal life in heaven is guaranteed.
有好多基督教教会咧就相信。只要一个人开始了表示相信，那在永生的国里面他就是有保证了。
No matter what happens between then and the day he goes to heaven,
不论之后直至到他入天国那段时间发生什么事，
Because God himself will make sure the believer will reach heaven.
因为神呢他亲自保证了这个人呢决了志就可以去天国。
So the all important thing about this doctrine is to make a start. Once truly started, God will bring you to the end.
所以这一种的信念一开始决志就是最重要，你一开始了神就会带你去终点了。
Most Chinese Christian churches worldwide hold this doctrine.
在全球的大部分的华人教会都是这样相信。
And of the rest of the non-Chinese churches worldwide, at least 50% hold this doctrine.
但是全球里面其他的非华人教会呢，最少有一半的教会呢，是持这一种信念。
But no, this is not what the Bible teaches.
但是没搞错，圣经的教导不是这样。
Although a person will make an initial decision for Christ, it is not guaranteed he will reach the end.
即使一个人是决志说相信，但是没保证他是会去到终点的。
It is true that God will make sure he will reach the end, but the problem does not lie with God, but with the believer.
神是会帮助他，保证他去到终点也是的。但问题不在神身上，而在个信徒身上。
The believer can choose to leave God.
因为一个信徒是可以选择离开神的。
The believer can fail to continue to the end.
一个信徒是可以不到达终点的。
What the Bible does say is this. Once truly started, God himself and the Lord Jesus Christ will make sure the believer will reach the end if the person follow hard after Jesus Christ.
圣经讲的是什么呢？个事实咧就是神咧的确系会帮一个人去开始咗之后去达到终点。当那个信徒真的很努力嘅去跟从住耶稣嘅脚踪。
Only if the believer keeps himself safe in God's protection, he is truly safe.
唯有当呢个信徒佢真系自己受到神嘅保护咧，佢先至会得救。
If not, even though God and Jesus Christ are willing.The person will not reach the finish.
否则，即使神同埋耶稣咧系好愿意都好，嗰个人咧系达唔到终点嘅。
Let us quickly turn to the Gospel of John.
请我哋翻去约翰福音第十章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
Starting from verse 27 to verse 30.
27至到30节。
Gospel of John, chapter 10, starting from verse 27.
27至到30节。
Jesus says, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
And I give eternal life to them, and they shall never perish.
我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡。
And no one shall snatch them out of my hand.
谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
29. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one.
我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大， 谁也不能从父手里把他们夺去，我与父原为一。
This is another very important passage. A passage that those who hold the doctrine once saved, always saved will use as proof that they are right.
这一段是另一段很重要的经文。那些相信一次得救永远得救的人呢，通常就会用这一段圣经来作为一个证据。
Teachers who hold once saved, always saved will say, like, see, Jesus says, no one will be able to snatch a believer out of the hand of God. As if God's protection is unconditional.
那些相信一次得救永远得救的传道人教师呢，就会拿着这一句来说，这里就这样说，谁也不能从神的手里把他们夺去。好像说神的保护是无条件的。
But it is not. We read again the verse 27. We see the condition of God's protection here.
但其实不是。我们再看看27节。受到神保护有一个条件。
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
But what is true is that this passage emphasizes that God and Jesus Christ are totally committed to protect us to the end and will complete their work of changing us, preparing us to enter God's kingdom.
但是正确的呢，就是在这段圣经里面讲，神和耶稣的确是会尽心的保护他的羊群，一定会预备我们去进入神的天国，一定是会做愿改变我们的工。
In fact, this is the basis on which we can put our whole trust in God.
所以在这个基础上面，为什么我们是能够将自己完全的信赖神？
But then again, unless and until we lose everything and place ourselves in God's hand, we are not even his sheep.
但除非我们真的愿意舍弃一切，将自己交托给神的手中，否则我们都做不到他的羊群。
Now our time is up today. We must draw a conclusion. What conclusions should we draw?
我时间已经到了，我们要结束。我们今天要下结论是什么呢？
We have paid attention to some disturbing words by the Apostle Paul. And by now, we have found the answers to why the writer had written these words.
我们留意到一些很令人不安的说话，现在我们终于都明白为什么作者是会这样写。
But above all, we now know what it means to be building on the foundation of Jesus Christ.
咁我哋都知道咗喺耶稣嘅根基上边去建立系啲乜嘢。
The doctrine once saved, always saved focuses on the start, not the finish. This is not right. This is dangerous.
一次得救，永远得救呢个教义咧，系叫我哋集中喺个起点，唔系个终点。呢个系唔对嘅，系危险嘅。
This is not building carefully on the foundation of Jesus Christ.
咁样做嘅话，我哋唔系喺耶稣嘅根基上边去建立。
The focus of the Bible is different. The Bible focuses on the start, all the way in between, and the finish.
圣经嘅焦点系唔同嘅。圣经嘅焦点咧就系起点，同埋一路直至到终点。
The only right way to start is to build our spiritual life on Jesus Christ crucified.
一个正确的起步就是我们要建立在一个正确的根基上面，就是耶稣基督。
And most importantly, if we cling to God our Savior, if we follow hard after the Lord Jesus Christ, God and His Christ will complete the work of transformation.
而最重要的就是如果我们找紧住我们的神，我们的救主呢？如果我们紧紧地跟随住耶稣基督呢？神和他的基督呢，是会完成改变我们的工作。
God through Christ will reward us with resurrection from the dead.
神在耶稣里面，将来是会赏赐我们，给我们从死里复活。
God and His Christ are totally committed in this project. We can put our trust in them.
在这个工程里面，神和耶稣基督是完全向我们承担的、委身的。我们可以绝对的信任他们。
Let us close then in prayer.
我们一起祈祷结束。